540.
Yes. All right. Good morning and welcome to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. A little unusual this morning, my trademark opening song of What's Going On by Marvin Gaye is not playing this morning, and I'm a little discombobulated.
Yes.
Good morning to you, Connor. How you doing, man?
I'm doing all right. Yeah, sorry. It's just some
Man, listen, man, that's all right, man. Things happen. But I've been listening to What's Going On since about 1970. The first time I ever heard Marvin Gaye's What's Going On, I was about 15, 16 years old. And there was something about it that still resonates with me. And here it is, what, 52 years later? And it still is my favorite song of all time. And it's, hence it's why 5 days a week I begin my show with What's Going On, because there's always something else special about it that I don't that I remember, and something that I hear new constantly. So I'm really, really always excited every morning, every opportunity that I get to hear, Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. But anyway, got a lot of things to talk about as always. I got some guests. I got a good friend, Mr. Billy Young, who's going to be joining us in the 9 o'clock hour out of Arizona. Mr. Young worked at a radio station that gave me my foray into talk radio, gave me an opportunity to get a chance to get behind the microphone and kind of do my own thing. And that is, as they say, the thing that catapulted me into doing this this radio show. And so really excited about having Mr. Billy Young. We're going to cover a whole array of topics. But I want to begin. I've got, and I don't know if I've got a guest on the line. Connor, do I have a guest on the line? Not quite yet.
Yeah, not yet. Sorry.
Okay, but I'm going to have a guest that's going to be joining me who is has been fighting the good fight for, I don't know, 5 years or more now, and he has a program called Clear the Airs Project. And so Clear the Air Project is about radio. What a coincidence. It's about the music that is on radio stations in urban centers around this country that that gives some horrible signals and cause severe damage to young people all over this nation in the urban centers. We always talk about what is going on in those centers. We talk about why so much killing, why so much crime, why young people acting in the manner that they're acting. You're a young guy, Connor, you're 20 or so. And so what are your thoughts, man, about some of the horrible gangster music that appears on the airways? Did it have any impact on you?
I mean, honestly, like growing up in Chicago and stuff, it really did. It influenced a lot of the culture. I would always say that more of the stuff that was happening in those environments influenced the music, not the other way around, lack of access to education.
When you say lack of access to education,
yeah.
I mean, it's not like there haven't been schools.
Yeah, it's not really about that. It's just about having, qualified teachers and all the separate subjects that, are paid properly. Public schools, it's not as common, and a lot of the curriculum can just be changed you know, randomly without the consent of any parents, or parents are less active in their schools. And like, I think, I mean, there are lots of different issues, but the music and the culture, like, I think is all just a large reflection of those issues. Cause it, like in those environments, like that's where majority of the culture comes from in a way. So,
you know, I do know this much, man, and keep an eye out for my caller. I know the impact that the kind of music that my generation had listened to certainly impacted who I am today. Here we are talking 50 years later, and that music that impacted my life and kind of helped make me who I am is still as relevant today as it was then. Hence, as I stated before at the beginning of my show, with Marvin Gaye's What's Going On. Mm-hmm. So here I am, a grizzled old man, and I'm still listening to the stuff that I listened to when I was, you know, 15, 16 years old. Do you think that's going to be the case? Maybe as you and your generation, you know, gets to a point, and that's, you know, it's a heck of a question to ask a young guy. But that's the impact that music has on us.
Totally. I mean, I do. I definitely do think that a lot of the music that I've listened to by some of the artists that are really great, and some of my personal favorites we listened to for a very, very long time. I think that, but I think, you know, now it's happening, like with music in particular, it's just, you're seeing like people in my generation developing their own kind of tastes. And so, because of streaming and stuff. And so like, I would say like back in the 60s and 70s, like when you had a song that was a lot larger and bands that were a lot larger, people generally knew more about them, and you had more people going out to concerts. I mean, especially like in a post-COVID society, it's like collectivizing around big artists doesn't happen anymore. Most of my friends listen to tons of like different musicians that no one's ever heard of, right? That all have like their own little small fan base. So I think more people will be remembered, but it'll just be like less people remembering them, if that makes any sense.
So in our time, all those different technologies weren't around.
Yeah.
So radio was the medium.
Exactly.
And that was it. We didn't have anything else. It was radio. And the impact that radio had on our generation is unfathomable. I mean, clearly radio is something that is a technology that is long since past its time and its prime. But the impact that it had, and still in many areas has today. But, you know, you don't have a radio. Very few people have radios in their homes. Here I am, a radio talk show host, and I don't have a radio in my house. You know, there are very few people who still have them. But, you know, oh, that's right. My wife just bought one recently.
you can't forget that on air.
Yeah. but it's, you know, I mean, it's something that's, we're no longer talking about, we're no longer listening to, and yet radio stations have evolved and have morphed too. I mean, you know, you don't just have radio stations that do terrestrial radio. You've got radio that's you can get over the internet and all the other different services, and that's where people basically go to get that. And so a show like this one, even though it's local here, can be heard all over the nation via the web, you know. And so it's certainly the opportunities that exist through radio, the medium of radio, man, unlimited. But again, as I began the subject and what we're going to be talking about as we move forward with my first guest, who we'll probably catch after the first break, is about the impact of lyrics and the impact that they have on youth of today. And I would venture to say that probably our parents maybe thought that, you know, the some of the lyrics that were heard when we were children might have had some impact on us. And they surely did, because the lyrics that we were listening to with music, Connor, was during a time of civil rights unrest. And so the majority of those songs when I was a young man were addressing the injustice of what was going on in a society. And so today, I don't know, when you hear gangster rap music, is it having some, you know, I mean, the impact of that is not positive. It can't be positive, can it?
Yeah, I mean, I guess over in the past decade or so, a lot of popular music has been more for escaping reality versus like being aware of it, because at least younger people in my generation have been just so used to constantly getting like lots of in the social media news feeds and such, like lots of information about what's going on, and so music is like a numbing thing. Whereas, like I said, you know, previous to that, music was a lot more of a collective thing. So I mean, that's what I can say about it. I mean, do I think it's right or wrong? I mean, I personally prefer music that does have a message and does have, you know, like poignancy and meaning behind it. But I just kind of, there's lots of music that exists like that, you know?
Okay, so we've got to go to a break.
Yep.
When we come back, we'll continue the conversation. And I think my guest is going to be on the line. You're tuned into the Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back.
Sound.